Welcome to the Spark Podcast with your host, Michael Kubitsky.
Hey guys, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Sparked Podcast 2.0. Actually, kind of 3.0 right now. But yeah, this is Michael Kubitsky. I am the host of this show. Yeah, I know it's been a long time since I've done a podcast, but I'm back at you doing a brand new podcast with a brand new equipment, and it's going to be so much better, so much clearer for you to hear. Going professional this time now, so it's going to be a lot better podcast for you to hear. So, all right, and just sit back, relax, or do what you have to. But here we go. Here's a new podcast for you that I'm preaching on. All right, here goes. Hey, everybody. Yep, I'm back doing a new podcast, as you just heard. Today, I'm going to preach on the church, what the church has done. Well, actually, in a way, I'm going to be preaching about, kind of in my book, what my book is talking about. And it's called The Cookie Cutter Church. Well, you know, the church has done a lot. The church nowadays, and I'm sorry if this is kind of complaining, but it's really not trying to complain. It's basically what I've observed inside the church. But before I tell you things, we need to pray. We need to pray for this podcast. Lord Jesus, I thank you today for all that you've done, Lord Jesus. I thank you for what you're going to do, Father God. I thank you for what you've done, Lord Jesus. God, let these words not necessarily be my words, God, but let these be the words of you, Holy Spirit. Let them come from my mouth, or let them anoint my words, Father God. Let them be words that you want them to hear, Lord Jesus. And let them be high and lifted up. Let the people hear, God, what you want them to hear, what you want me to say to them, Father God. I pray for your anointing, God, for your Holy Spirit to fall, God, inside this place, in me, Lord Jesus. Anoint me, Father God. Thank you. So, today in this day and age, the church has basically, of what they've done is they've basically kind of turned their back on the Holy Spirit, you could say. They put the Holy Spirit inside of a box. And they put the Holy Spirit in this box, up in a shelf, in a closet. And they basically locked the closet. They let the Holy Spirit, I mean, they talk about the Holy Spirit, but they don't utilize the Holy Spirit. In today's age of churches, what happens is they turn it into more of a what they call seeker sensitive type of church, which basically is controlled by the spirit of fear. And the spirit of fear is upon these churches. The church is really partnered with the spirit of fear. And what I mean by that is basically they're afraid of man. They're afraid of man, of what man is going to say about what the Holy Spirit wants to do inside the church, about speaking in tongues. They've done away with that. they basically just have changed the atmosphere. And the atmosphere, not for the good, but they've changed it for entertaining people. And that's not what we're called to do. We are not called to entertain the world, but we are to be the light of the world. We are the salt and we are the light of the world. And we are to tell people about Jesus. We're not to entertain people. That's not our job. Our job is not to entertain people that come inside of our church. And I want to read a scripture verse that, if I can find it here, let me find this here. This is very good scripture views. A very good scripture view verse that Paul said. And I will find it and I will read it to you. But first I want to read a quote from Smith Wigglesworth. He was a revivalist. It says, "The reason the world is not seeing Jesus is that Christian people are not filled with Jesus. They are satisfied with attending weekly meetings weekly, reading the Bible occasionally, and praying sometimes. It is an awful thing for me to see people who profess to be Christians lifeless, powerless, and in a place where their lives are so parallel to unbelievers. That is difficult to tell which place they are in, whether in the flesh or in the spirit." I agree with that. That is a powerful, powerful statement. But let me get to this scripture verse. I am trying to find it. Please bear with me. Please bear with me. It's a verse that Paul has stated. You might be able to find it before I could. But right now we are testing it. I will edit this part out. Edit this part out. Come on. Okay, it is from Galatians 1:10. This is the ESV speaking. And I believe that this is Paul speaking. "For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." That's Galatians 1:10 from the ESV. Well, you know, that is not our goal. That is not our goal. Our goal is not to please man. Our goal is to please God. Our goal is to worship God. You know, so many times in the church nowadays, what they do is they try to please men by catering to them what they want. "How may I help you?" is their model. Kind of like going to a store, like a store that helps you. And that is not what the church is about. It is not to please people. It's to please God. That is the church's job. And what they do, you probably know what they do. They have espresso bars inside the church. They put on like a rock concert type of worship with a big band, and everybody's praising the band rather than they are praising God. And the worship pastor, he's like John Bon Jovi practically, and they're kind of worshiping him. And he's so, you know, so good and everything. And then they treat the pastor like he's a superstar, you know, like he's, oh, I don't know, maybe like he's George Clooney or something, you know. And that's how nowadays churches are operating And, you know, it's sad. It's sad to see that. And these church, you know, one church, they get one big idea from one church, and each copies, you know, the other. Thus, the cookie-cutter church, you know. And the problem is that with that is that people never really grasp the Holy Spirit. They never get an encounter with God because of this. They get an encounter of the things of God, but they don't encounter God for who He is. And friends, church, I'm sorry to say, but it is time to stop playing the games. It's time to stop worshiping people. It's time to stop putting your trust in people, your trust in man, and it's time to start putting your trust in God. It is time to start encountering God for who He is. It's time to get the Holy Spirit on board, get on board with the Holy Spirit. It's time to partner with God in the new things that He is doing, because God is on the move. God is on the move today. And it's time that we unlock the closet, pastors. It's time that we unlock the closet and let the Holy Spirit bust loose. It is time to let the Holy Spirit have His way inside of our churches. It's time to stop partnering with the spirit of fear and let the Holy Spirit move and have His way and do what He wants to do. And it's time for us to jump aboard, friends. It's time for us to take a dive. Oh, prima cachila la carria. It is time to jump in the river. It's time to get off the edge and let God do what He wants. Friends, that is the way to get people inside your churches. The way to get people inside your churches is not to please them. It's not to tease them. If you want people to come inside your church, no. We don't cater to them. Don't make these espresso bars. Don't, you know, serve coffee. It's free to them. You know, don't please them. Don't make them feel comfortable. That is not your job. That's the Holy Spirit's job. You know, there are a lot of people that are leaving your church, pastor, and you don't even know it because you're getting more people inside your church that you're pleasing. And the people that have been in the church for a long time are leaving. And there are millennials leaving your church because they figure, well, I can go to a Starbucks and I can get the same experience. I can talk about God with my friends at Starbucks. They can go to a rock concert and get rocked off, rock their heads off, you know, and what's the difference? There is no difference. There is no difference between your church, your worship, and the rock concert or a Christian concert. And there are also millennials this day and age that have turned away from the church. They've turned their way away from church because they're not experiencing God for who He is, because the Holy Spirit is not moving inside your churches. Yes, God is there. He is omnipresent, but He is not manifested inside your church. And I hate to say, sound like a negative Nancy, but I have to speak the truth. I have to speak it like it is. You have to rebuke the church. In this day and age, the church needs rebuked. And I rebuke it. I rebuke that spirit of fear as well upon your church that is on your church this day and age. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. It is to go. Get out of the church. Right now. Right now. And Pastor, there is no difference. There is no difference between your church and the outside world. We are not called to blend with the world. We are called to be the salt and the light of the world. That's what we're called to do. That is what we're called to do. Enough playing games. Enough playing games, Pastor. Enough playing games. Enough watering down your messages. Enough speaking on spiritual life. A life of a Christian. That is not what we are called to preach. We are called to preach Jesus and the cross crucified. We are called to preach the word as it is. No matter if we agree with it or not. But that is what God's word says. We are to preach what God's word says. And not to alter it. Not to make it fancy. Not to water it down. Not to... Oh, wow, not to, you know, make it around our lifestyle. That is not what we're called to do, Pastor. And I want to go back to the subject about millennials leaving the church. What's happening now these days in this day and age is that millennials, especially here in Washington State, yeah, they're turning to something spiritual. They are. They want a spiritual. They want something spiritual. And the problem is the church is not giving them something spiritual. And so, unfortunately, they're turning to the dark side. They're turning to Dungeons and Dragons, that type of game. They're turning to Ouija boards. They're turning to other religions like Buddhism with the spiritualness of that stuff. They're turning to yoga. To be honest with you, yoga is not that great of a thing. It does have to do with some spiritual type of aspect. They're turning to things like that. Stuff like that. And they're experiencing the wrong type of spiritual stuff. They're turning to the occult. because the church is just trying to entertain them. The church is trying to entertain them with the things of God. And church, Pastor, it's time that we stop playing church. Let God have his way inside of our church. Partner what God is doing, like I said before. Oh, and become the church. It's time to let the Holy Spirit fall inside of our church like it's never fallen before. It's time that we have a great revival. It's time that we have a new awakening, fresh wine, fresh oil, a fresh anointing upon the church. A great awakening is coming. A great awakening is coming like we've never seen before. God gave me a vision 10 years ago. I don't know if I've told you guys this very much. But God has placed revival on my heart over 10 years ago or more. About a great revival that was going to happen. And it was going to come to the city of Seattle. He showed me in a dream. He showed me both stadiums. Safeco Field and CenturyLink Field packed with tons of people worshiping God. And what was happening is that in between those stadiums, I don't know if you know those stadiums very much, but there is a parking garage that is between them and a road. And what was happening is those pastors, there were pastors preaching up there on the very top of that parking garage. And there were bands playing and worshiping God. And what was happening is both stadiums were packed out where people were overflowing from the stadiums into the streets of Seattle. And people were bowing before God in the streets on their knees. They were bowing in the stadium upon their face before God. And worshiping was happening, yep. And revival broke out from Seattle all the way, exported all the way around the country, because Seattle, it is an export city. It has a port from Seattle. And it was like a spiritual wave that hit all around the world because of Seattle. And God showed me this vision. He showed me this dream. I got to personally work at Safeco Field. I got to personally also work at CenturyLink Field, and I was a manager at both of those stadiums for both of those teams a while back in 2012 and 2011, I believe it was. And I got to go up there, up on top of that parking garage. I claimed that as holy ground. I claimed it as holy ground, both of those stadiums as well. When I walked in there, into both of them, I claimed them as holy ground. And up on top of that parking garage, I took my shoes off. I fell on my knees and my face before God. And prayed for revival. And prayed for that city of Seattle, the city of Seattle. I prayed 365 degrees all around me. A revival would just bust loose. I believe it, friends. I can see it. God has never erased that image from my mind. It's always been in my heart. I believe that God is doing something new. God is changing the atmosphere. And it's time that we allow God to change the atmosphere. It's time to stop damning the Holy Spirit in a way by putting him out of the way and only talking about him when we want to. It's time that we stop hindering the Holy Spirit and we let the Holy Spirit have his way inside of our churches. It's time to do it. There's a new atmosphere that is coming. God is changing the atmosphere. And we have to be aboard. We have to jump upon the board. Upon that board. We have to jump aboard. We have to say yes to what God is doing. Oh. Oof. Yeah. Yeah. It's time, friends. It's time. Will you allow to let God have his way? God is God, we're not, friends. God is God, and we're not. It's time to stop letting people hear what they want to hear just to please them. The Bible says that there will become a day where itching ears will hear what they want to hear, but there will also be sound doctrine. Pastor, I ask you, will you preach the word for what it is? Will you preach the sound doctrine? Will you let God have his way inside? Pastor, I love you. I love you, Pastor. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. But I beg of you, stop partnering with the world. Stop partnering with the spirit of fear. Stop partnering. Oh, stop blending. Stop blending with the world. Stop allowing these things inside your church. And allow the Holy Spirit to invade your church. I beg of you, I ask you that. I want to see God do something new inside your church. It's time to see. Oh. Ooh. And unfortunately, in a way, sometimes we have to go back to the old. Sometimes we have to go back to the old. We have to go back to our roots in order for us to grow. That's what we need to do. We need to come back to our first love. We need to come back to our first love. And our first love must be God. That's our first love. It's time to let the Holy Spirit have his way, like I've been saying. I don't know why I've been repeating myself, but I think it's just because it's strong in my heart. And I've seen churches. I've seen churches, you know, just conform to the world. It's sad. It moves my heart. It really does. Pastor, it's not about the money. It's not about the money. And that's, unfortunately, that's what a lot of pastors are doing. They're trying to make it about the money. It's got to be about the Holy Spirit. It's not, you know, get more butts in the seats to get more money, to get more tithes. Are you people really getting saved inside your churches? Personally, I don't really think necessarily they are. They might be, but they're just going through the motions. A lot of people inside the churches are just going through the motions. They're not really saved there. I could go on and on about this. They never change their habits. They just come to churches on Sundays, and they keep on doing a routine. Routine every Sunday, and they don't feed themselves because they were never taught. They just expect the pastor to feed them every Sunday, and then eventually they're going to get burnt out. Eventually they get burnt out, and they leave the church and they fall away from God. What good is it? If we preach the Holy Spirit about the Holy Spirit, but we don't utilize the Holy Spirit. What good is that? It needs to be like a show and tell type of thing. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for these people who've listened to what you've placed on my heart, Lord. What you've placed on my heart, God. You placed this in my heart for a long time, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I've been kind of, I don't know, shy or just, I felt like I've been silenced for a little while, Father God. And I believe that, God, you're opening new doors, I feel. I know you are. not I feel. I know you're opening new doors and you're doing new things, Lord God. I just have felt silenced. And it's time that I become silent no more. It's time. It's time that I become silent no more, and I let the Holy Spirit just move through me. Let the Spirit have His way in me. Oh, yes, God. Yes, God, You're worthy, God. You're holy. And I say that I will be silent no more, but that I will let You do, God, what You want to do through me, Lord. I am Your vessel, God. Oh, I am Your vessel, Lord. God, and I will, oh, You just have Your way in me. Do what You want, Holy Spirit. Have Your way. Have Your way. God, I thank You for these people of the listen, Lord. God, that they will open up their eyes and their heart to You, Father God, that they would seek Your face like they've never seeked Your face before, God. God, that they would let the Holy Spirit enter in and do something new in them. Let them, oh, let them rebuke the spirit of fear that has came upon the church. God, let them, oh, have Your way in their lives, Father God. Do something new. Do something new. Flow through them, Lord. Change them in a new way, Lord, like they've never seen. Bless them, Lord God. Thank You, Father. Well, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it so much. Until next time, God bless you. You have a great day. I remember one God, one hope, one peace. I love you guys. Have a great day, great night, great afternoon, whatever. Whenever you're listening to this, have a good one. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Join us next time on the Spark Podcast. Have a blessed day.